You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We are brought to you by the gods of the show, the Alita Army, Jack Thorne, and with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help the JDRF find a cure for type 1 diabetes, any donation would be greatly appreciated. Go to jdrf.org and throw your donation in there and grab a screenshot. And to show you our appreciation, send us that screenshot. Tell us what movie you want us to watch, and we will do a special episode just for you to say thanks for helping in the fight against type 1 diabetes. My name is Dan. I'm the host of this show, and you are listening to Free Friday. Yay! It's Free Friday. It's Friday. So Friday's always awesome, right? Hopefully it's awesome for you. It's awesome for me. My first week back from vacation, made it through, feeling good about it. The week started out pretty insane. We had a bunch of snow on our way flying home into Portland from Orlando. So one day I'm floating around a lazy river in beautiful Orlando, and the next day I'm shoveling out my van to drive my family home from the airport. So that's the way she goes, right? But the week was warm enough, and there was rain, and all the snow, or most of the snow, has melted, and so that's okay. We're officially into spring, and feeling pretty stoked on that. So, if you're new to this, Free Friday are mini episodes where I give you some recommendations of free things that you can watch over the weekend, or listen to, or both. You can watch things and listen to things if you have the time. That means that they are on free streaming platforms. They do not require pay. They don't require you to pay or have memberships or anything like that. So this is not Netflix. This is not Amazon Prime. This is not Disney. Fuck Disney. Right in the fucking face. No, this is stuff like Tubi and Crackle and Freevee. These are platforms where you do not have to pay. You do not have to have a subscription. And you can enjoy great content. So, I generally try to pick a theme because it makes it easier for me to make picks for you guys, because there's just so much shit out there to check out. And this one kind of came to me organically because last Sunday we had just gotten home from Florida, and we were trying to kind of chilling at home. The weather was bad. We were stuck inside. And so the whole family was kind of hanging out together and decided to watch some movies. And Lily, aside from Lily's passion and love for the genre of horror, they also have a passion and love for early aughts CGI movies. So think Shrek, Megamind, things of that nature. And so we did a little mini Madagascar binge, and I'm not going to lie, I kind of loved it. I kind of had a good time with that. So the picks this week are all animated films that you can check out on free streaming platforms. Now, we all know that a ton of animated films are owned by the mouse, and the mouse does not like to share things for free. So I believe that everything that I'm going to talk about today is non-Disney. So the theme of this Free Friday is fuck Disney. No, it's not. But none of these movies are Disney, because Disney does not like to give anything away because they're dick faces. All right. With that said, let's do this. First up, Madagascar. Classic, wonderful computer animated film. I hadn't seen it in so long, and watched it this past weekend, and had a ton of fun with it. King Julian, what a riot, right? Hilarious. The little penguins, you know, their first intro to the big screen. Hilarious. The monkeys. I forgot about the monkeys until we started watching. So funny. The old lady. So many funny things. Anyway, you can watch Madagascar for free on Tubi. So there you go. I do believe that I saw that there was a timer on it, which means that it is going to be leaving soon. So if you would like to join Alex the Lion on his adventure from the zoo in New York City to Madagascar, you better do it soon. Maybe this weekend would be the weekend to do it. Okay, now, the next one is a little more recent. We're going to talk Paddington 2, also on Tubi. The reason Paddington 2 is worth mentioning, other than the fact that it's an adorable movie, is that in The Unbearable Weight of Extraordinary Talent, I believe is the name of the movie, starring Nicolas Cage, playing Nick Cage. He is a real big fan of Paddington 2. So, if it's good enough for Nick, it's good enough for me. Check it out, Paddington 2 on Tubi. Next up is one that is a lot goofier, a lot sillier, but still pretty fun. Barnyard. Barnyard, starring Kevin James. I think there are two things I like Kevin James in. One of those things is Barnyard. The other is Mandy. Very different movies, but... Oh, Becky. Sorry, not Mandy. Becky. Mandy. Crazy. Definitely not Mandy. He's in Becky, though. He's the head baddie in Becky. But Barnyard and Becky are very different movies. Barnyard is hilarious, though. Super funny, super silly. It's on Pluto TV. Go check it out. Another early CG movie. And yes, the bulls have udders. And I looked it up. Apparently, the director of the film thought it would be funny. And it would be a reference to the fact that people in the city think all cows have udders, even the male cows. I don't know if that's true. Do you live in a city? Did you know that male cows do not have udders? That bulls do not have udders? If you took offense to this director feeling that way about you, then shoot us a message and let us know. Okay, next up, we've got a couple Freevee films. So Freevee is a free tier, essentially, for Amazon Prime content. It is supported by ads and does not require an Amazon Prime membership. So it does fall under the Free Friday guidelines, but it is supporting Amazon. So however you feel about that, do with that what you will. But on Freevee, you can watch Kung Fu Panda in celebration of the upcoming Kung Fu Panda 4. I don't think it's upcoming. I think it's out. But you will have to pay to watch Kung Fu Panda 4, but you will not have to pay to watch Kung Fu Panda, which is an adorable movie starring a giant panda played by Jack Black. Next up, this is sort of a mix of live action and CG animation, but it's another super cute movie like Paddington 2. We're going to go Peter Rabbit. That one also is available on Freevee. That one is really cute, a lot of fun. Great family movie. Check it out. All right. Now we're going to get into a couple of little more out there ones, I guess. So the first one is Arthur and the Invisibles. It goes by a couple different names, but we're going to call it that. It is on Tubi. It's on like a bunch of free platforms, but Tubi is the one I'm going to shout out. It's about a kid whose grandfather hid a bunch of treasure in the yard, and to save the family farm, the kid has to go find the treasure, and he's shrunk down to become this little mini version of people, and there's this whole world of these mini people. The computer animation is not super great. The acting is not super great, but it is an interesting movie with an interesting cast. Madonna is in it. Snoop Dogg is in it. And the grandmother is played by Mia Farrow, which it's so hard to see her as like this loving grandmother figure, knowing her from the other films that she's in. But, you know, that is what it is. And the titular character, Arthur, is played by what's the kid's name? Man, I'll tell you what, my stupid Chrome is not defaulting to Google for my searches, and I don't know how to fix that, but it's so frustrating because I hate the Bing search engine. Okay, so Arthur is played by Freddie Highmore. You would probably know him more from Bates Motel, Charlie. He's Charlie in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the 05 version. He plays he's in The Good Doctor, which is an interesting show. And yeah, Bates Motel, where he plays Norman Bates. So he's pretty solid actor, and he's very young in this, and he's cute, and it's a cute movie. And, you know, it's a little weird, but a little different than the standard fare. Okay, last but not least, this one really caught me off guard. Fantastic movie, Long Way North. Long Way North, it is more of like a 2D animated film, less of a CG film. It's about this, you know, young Russian, I don't know what she is. She's some aristocrat, but she has to go out on an adventure. This one also involves a grandfather being lost on an adventure, but it is really, really beautifully animated, beautifully told, and just a great movie. If you've ever seen Wolfwalkers, this has a very similar animation style to that. So if you liked Wolfwalkers, if you saw that and you liked it, then maybe you'll like this. And if you haven't, I think you'll still like this because I thought it was really cool. All right, that's it. Those are your films. So if you want to check out some animated films, either with your family or, you know, with your buddies or whatever, you know, who cares? Those are some that you can check out for free. Okay, so now let's talk about some podcasts for you to check out over the weekend. Some great ones dropped in the last week. I'm really excited about sharing with you guys. First of all, Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. Two absolutely phenomenal episodes. Last Friday's episode was one of my favorites of all time. It's a very different format than Dave typically does. There was a This American Life story about this young woman who called up a Never Use Alone hotline, and she, you know, if you don't know what that is, it's a hotline where you call in so that you, when you are using drugs, you have somebody there with you to call 911 in case you know, the awful happens and you overdose, to prevent you from dying. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful program. I love that it exists. And you know, I think, it just listen to this episode if you want to understand it better. Anyway, this girl, Kimber, she called the hotline. She was connected with a, lady in, I think, Georgia named Jessie, who was super sweet to her and, you know, stayed on the line with her while she was using. And then Kimber ended up overdosing. Jesse called 911 and this dude showed up. The EMT showed up and saved Kimber's life. One of those EMTs was a dude named Steven. Steven is a dude who started like a New England chapter of Never Use Alone, which eventually pivoted to another program, but essentially offering the same service. But either way, he resuscitated Kimber, you know, using Narcan and whatnot. He just so happened to be friends with Jesse, and they ended up talking, and all of them got connected and tied together. Kimber is now, she works the hotline, she takes calls, and she is in recovery. And just a beautiful story. Dave intersperses like bits from the This American Life episode into it. He gets to interview Steven and Kimber, and they're great interviews. And yeah, just such a powerful episode. It's such a beautiful story about harm reduction and how important it is to keep people alive during this, you know, epidemic of people dying of opiate overdoses. Okay, and then on Tuesday, a more traditional Dopey episode, but with the one and only Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho has been tied in with Dopey for like the last, I don't know, a few months. I don't know how long, I don't know her first episode, but she loves the show. She loves Dave. And I love that, you know, he got connected with her because she's just so funny and so brilliant. It has great, great stories. And in this episode, she talks about like going to Thanksgiving at Snoop Dogg's house and smoking weed with Snoop Dogg and just what a wild time that all was. So definitely check out Dopey this week. Both episodes are primo. Next up, Out of the Shadows. This week, Chris was solo. He did a little side thing called Dark Side of the Tube. I'm very excited about it. It's something I think that he's going to do on with some regularity, where he brings recommendations for short horror films on YouTube. So he dropped some really good suggestions this week, and I'm excited. I love this kind of stuff, like horror films that are a little more off the beaten path, that, you know, more independent sometimes and shorter. Like, short films are so interesting because you have to, you know, you can't depend on all those same sort of elements that like you get in traditional length films, because you have to condense it down into that short window of time. And the ways that they are able to, you know, scare you and grab a hold of you in such a short amount of time and tell like a good, robust story in a short amount of time, it's just very, very interesting and very cool. So great episode of Out of the Shadows. Just a quick little banger. I think it's under 20 minutes, but some great recommendations. So go check that one out. Next up, Struggling Artist Podcast. Trev had a band on this week called Kids on Fire. They're a band out of Seattle. Like, he typically has one member of a band on, but this week he had multiple members of the band on. And I love that because you always pick up on that chemistry that the band has together. And when they sort of let Trev into that chemistry and be part of that mix, it's even cooler. And this one was like that. You know, Trev was like chopping it up with all of them. Chopping it up, by the way, is not a phrase like I have ever used, but Trev uses it on his show, and so I've sort of brought it into my lexicon. So anyway, he chops it up with Kids on Fire. They have a great conversation about like all kinds of things, the Seattle music scene, about bands like, you know, doing different things, experimenting, different people in the band writing different songs and their own flavor on it and things like that. Very cool episode. It's long. I think this one comes in at like 120, which is a lot longer than Trev's shows typically are, but totally worth every minute of it. Ends with a super cool song by the band. It's kind of got like a pop punk, early 90s punk flavor to it, at least the song that he played. And so that was really cool. All right, next up, I'm going to talk about Behind the Bastards. I think these episodes were 2 weeks ago now, but I just listened to them this week. Totally worth checking out. And the thing with Behind the Bastards is it's kind of like an evergreen show, in the sense of like you can listen to these at any point in time and they're generally relevant. Like they might make a comment here or there that kind of pinpoints it at a certain point in time, but for the most part, you know, they're always enjoyable to listen to. Nothing like Free Fridays, where I'm talking about things that are dropping off a Tubi in a week or two. Anyway, the episodes I want to talk about is a two-parter he does on Hank Ketchum. Hank Ketchum is the creator of Dennis the Menace and an absolute piece of shit. So if you want to know why that is, then go check out those episodes. But dude's not about to win Father of the Year. I'll just say that much. All right, lastly, very excited about this one. My good friends, Ben and John, over at Geeksploration. I haven't talked about Geeksploration in a minute because they don't release on a regular basis anymore, just when they have something fun that they want to talk about. I was super excited to see a new episode in my feed for Geeksploration, and very excited about the topic. So Geeksploration is a show where they, each episode, they just kind of cover a pop geek culture thing, you know. So it could be Ninja Turtles, it could be you know, He-Man. I don't know if they've ever done He-Man, but like, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. It could be space. They did space once. Like, they've done all kinds of different things. But anyway, this week they did Mad Magazine, and that was fucking awesome because I loved Mad Magazine growing up. And I just wanted an excuse to talk about that. I grew up in a very small town in rural Maine, and we didn't have comic book stores. We had one local grocery store slash gas station, Jongerdins. Shout out Jongerdins. I don't know if they're still there or not, but they had a magazine rack, and the only magazine that really was relevant to me was Mad Magazine. So me and my friends would go down, take the 3-mile walk down to Jongerdins, pick up Mad Magazine, and enjoy that. And that was really, you know, for a long time, the only sort of comic book content that I was able to enjoy. Anyway, a great episode on the history of Mad Magazine and, you know, all the awesome sort of iterations of it, and all the sort of spinoffs like Mad TV and things like that. Just love hearing my dudes and hearing them back on the mic. So really excited about New Geek Exploration. Definitely recommend checking that out. All right, we're over 20 minutes, so I'm going to bounce here, let you guys get to your weekend. But before I do that, just remember, I believe this Monday will be our first installment of Monthly Metal Mondays, which I did talk about on our Tuesday episode. But just a reminder, this is going to be a monthly episode where I give some recommendations of heavy music that I've checked out recently and tell you a story that I think is metal as fuck in the real world. So check that out on Monday. Regular show on Tuesday. I think I know what it's going to be. It's going to be something a little bit different. I reached out to the audience for some, I had some questions that I reached out and got some answers for. So I'm going to read those off, and I think we'll make a show out of that. We'll see. I'm really working very hard to try to get this next, I've said it a million times, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing it, the next director spotlight wrapped up and out to you guys. But I don't want to do it alone because I think it's going to suck if I do. So just trying to get those timelines to line up so I can do it with somebody. Anyway, if you're interested in coming on for a 10 at 10 or a director spotlight or anything, hit me up. Let me know. You can reach us at The Movie Cellar on Instagram or Facebook, or you can email us at themoviecellar@gmail.com on email. Yeah, you can email us at themoviecellar@gmail.com on anything that you email from. What a stupid way to phrase that. Anyway, it's Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy that it's spring. And enjoy some free things for your eyes and ears. And I will see you again on Monday. Later. Bye.